it's Roberta.
And this is Ryan, and this is the Midweek News.
On Art Blog Radio. Oh, good. All right, questions. Yes, bring it on. Well, let me start with the news, and then you can get into your questions and your exciting things. Leeway Foundation, which does such good in the community for LGBTQ, you know, for people of color, they have just announced that they found their new executive director. Their former executive director, Denise Brown, is stepping down. We've known this for quite a while. Denise is a wonderful, wonderful administrator, good person, lovely person. And the new person coming in at Leeway, the executive director, is Pia Agrawal. And she takes over in January. And she comes with a very robust resume, but she has ties to the area. She was once upon a time at the Fringe Arts. She was a member of the Fringe Arts administration and worked for them. And she also went to Haverford College undergrad. So she has ties to the area, and, you know, welcome to Pia, and good luck with your new position. All kinds of thanks to Denise Brown for her years of stewardship of that wonderful organization. Next up, I didn't realize this. I think it was a little under my radar, but the Phillies and SEI, which is security, yada, 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 in Oaks, Pennsylvania, which runs the SEI collection, among other things. Their financial advisors, known for their technology savviness. They have a wonderful program, and they collect art. And now they have a mural contest that they are doing in conjunction with the Phillies. So they announced this sometime in the past, and they are announcing now the winner of the 2024 winner of the mural for Citizens Bank Park. And the winner is Jose Bustamante, and his poster is called, or his mural is called, Next Generation. And the information I got has a link to an image where you can see the image that's going to be on Citizens Bank Park mural wall. And this will be an annual thing. So we'll keep our eyes peeled and see where they're dropping the next application for a muralist. And you can then apply. That's a nice new opportunity. And it's interesting that SEI is joining with the Phillies. Good for them to do an art project. Finally, we have a reader wrote into us an open letter to the city council members, the press, and the mayor. This is Todd Kimmel. He is a noted collector of art, artist in his own right. He has been the auctioneer at the live auction that Space 1026 does pretty much every year. This is a sort of scorched earth letter that takes everybody to task, the unions, the Black clergymen, the council members, the mayor. And he says, do right by the people. Who are you? What are you? Please, in this moment, do right. And we want to say Thursday is the big vote. There is an important thing that everybody should be thinking about who's in city council before they do that vote, about people and community and what they're actually doing and who they're voting for and who they seem to be voting against. Anyway, I won't say any more, but thank you, Todd Kimmel, for writing in your impassioned letter. We can turn it into a PDF and put it linkable so you can read it if you want to read it. It's an interesting, impassioned plea. Anyway, that's it for me. I know there's lots of other stuff out there, Ryan, but I'll just close my part now and say, what do you got?
Well, in the news, Nikki Giovanni recently passed away on the 9th.
Yes.
I wanted to mention that.
Remind people who that is.
So Nikki Giovanni is a longtime activist, civil rights activist, poet, writer, essayist, short story author. So she recently passed away on the 9th of December.
Is she local?
No. She's a national figure. She was born in Tennessee. Stayed in the South area. I think she was living in Virginia, best known for. activism. She's done some a lot of different work in that area.
This unexpected, or was she a woman of some age?
Yeah, she was 81.
Sorry to see that she's passed.
So I think one of her more famous that most people would know is Black Joy. People may recognize that. They didn't recognize were her. And I was also thinking, like, Quincy Jones died last month. And I was thinking how influential he has been to music over the last century.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, I was really surprised that he didn't get, like, a national day. Like, the president and the vice president put out their, you know, their memorandum of condolences. But they didn't, like, we should have, like, Quincy Jones Day. There's so much music that we all value and appreciate and recognize that he was connected to in one way or another.
Yes, thank you for bringing those up. Those are important people.
What else is happening? Yeah, the arena obviously is a big deal that's coming up. The Kelsys have had some comments about that. I don't know if you saw that.
No, but they said, they're Eagles, know, they're not 76ers, right? The no. Kelsys.
Right. And he said something to the effect of, in 10 years, no one's going to be thinking about it anymore. It'll all be settled and people will be happy with what it is.
Oh, I don't believe that.
I don't either. But I think that's his take. I think the people who are going to be happy with it are going to be happy with it. And the people who are not happy with it will be not happy with it.
Yes.
I think that's how it's going to be.
Right.
Which is who you're going to listen to.
Yes, exactly. And Jefferson Station is going to be a total mess. Did you read Inga Saffron had a front page story about the way this will impact Jefferson Station? It's going to turn it into like a rat's maze, a little, you know, the corridors will be very narrow, dangerous. The lighting is going to go away. There's some natural light that comes in. That's all going to be gone, bricked over, you know, walled up. It's terrible. It's not good.
I'm a strong advocate that it's by design, and we could do it by design, or we could just like piecemeal this thing together. And I think for Center City, it's a place that a lot of people use, and I think it's a reflection of the city. And I think we should make it look good and be proud of what it is as a whole piece as best we can, as opposed to one-offs.
Yes, and one-offs for people that are they just want what they want.
Right.
And if they wanted the money, they have the money to pay for it.
It would have been much better to have this conversation when the convention center was getting redone. Like, wouldn't it be great to have a convention center and basketball stadium all in one? Mm. Boom. There you go. It's just like two blocks from where they want it anyway. So, but it's, yeah. Anyway, we'll get to my three. So obviously the holiday seasons are upon us. If you haven't done your shopping, the lines are just going to be longer.
Still have fun. Ryan, you can't just say things like that. You have to say, but get in line and bring your hot chocolate with you and hand out your Hershey's kisses to everybody else. And then you'll all have a good time waiting in line.
I hope you have a great time standing in line. I'll say that. There are actually shows that are opening, that are happening. There are ongoing shows. I had mentioned last week that I had a couple Nutcrackers to see. They were both interesting, and I'm glad they were so different from one another. One was the classic storytelling done by a youth dance company, and it was really professionally done, and I was really surprised how good it was. Mm. And it was up in Montco, and the theater was great, and I don't know why they had the air conditioning on, but other than that, it was really good. The theater was great. And boy, it takes me forever to get out there.
Where was it?
It was one of this big Montco community building that housed a bunch of different things. Their library and a theater and some other community spaces. Mm. It's out in Bluebell.
Oh, Bluebell. Okay.
And
Bluebell is far. That's why it takes you long to get there. It's very far.
If I didn't have Google, I would have no idea where I was. No idea. Completely lost. Mm-hmm. It would have been hours to get home. Seriously, I would have to stop like every corner and ask for directions. There was not good markings. And then the road that I was on with Google, actually, they had it closed. So then I had to get off again. If I didn't have Google, it would have been chaos. Anyway.
I'm so sorry. Did you have your kids with you? So at least you had fun with the kids in the chaos?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was everybody raging against the roads.
No, it was just the roads were fine. I'm always surprised how long it takes me to get to the suburbs and how confusing they are. And then, but the show was great and the facilities were great. And it was really, really impressive and a lot of fun to see high school kids and some younger ones, you know, young as six performing. So it was a lot of fun.
Nice.
Then I also went to go see the One Man Nutcracker, which was a lot of fun, just a completely different take. But I actually enjoyed it because I enjoyed the commentary about the history of the Nutcracker, what they were thinking. So it's kind of like the Nutcracker plus an essay. You know, you're kind of getting some commentary on it, which was kind of fun. It was a very different perspective. And my review of that is forthcoming too. So, and that's going to be up through the 29th as well. That's at the Drake.
I'm glad that the one person Nutcracker brought in all that history. That's good.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it comes at you out of sort of, where does it come from? I don't know. It's just the Nutcracker.
And you don't quite take in some of the context. And there's some good jokes. Because quite frankly, if there was commentary, you'd be like, wow, that's really racist. But we kind of skip over that because it's just the standard tropey expectations. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty out there if you think about it. Yeah, so I have a couple theater things again that are coming out. One that's just a short run is at Theater Exile. It's Kia and the Ark. That opens on the 20th of December, and it's running through December 23rd. That is going to be an interesting show with electric cello, dance, puppetry, and storytelling, which is totally, I mean, if you're going to write me a play, those are some words that you would use. So I'm excited to see that. The African American Museum in Philadelphia is also opening a new show. And this show is going to be running for a long time. Is opening coming up. That is a artist Rucker. It's going to be a fairly large show, it looks to be. It's talking about Jet Magazine, some of all those classic designs from that era, which looks to be really interesting. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but if you aren't, it's going to be exciting. And if you have seen it, I think it's going to show you a lot more and open up a lot of things that came from that era. So it's like starting in the 50s, you're going to see a lot of that kind of classic design where it still carries over or still lands, still seems relevant. So it's recovering the Iconic is what it's called, by Shahid Rucker.
So it's a design show? Historic documentation of Jet Magazine? Is that what it is?
I believe so. I'm not sure how much of, if there's going to be original pieces as well, or if it's going to be on top of, you know, more of a commentary on it. Mm-hmm. So kind of both. I think maybe it could be very similar to like that Banksy Basquiat show that I saw recently, where Banksy was responding to Basquiat. Could be something along those lines as well, which I think can be really powerful because it keeps the original source fairly well intact and just kind of builds on it to show how important the original work was and how it can be slightly adapted to contemporary uses while maintaining its original source materials. So, and that's running all the way through July. So tons of time to see that, but the opening is happening December 20th. So if you want to see that now and need an excuse to not do your Christmas shopping or your holiday shopping, this is a great opportunity to do that. Lastly, I was thinking sometimes it's fun to have some sing-alongs and that kind of thing this time of season. And if you're kind of over Christmassy music in every store that you go into and get jingles, there is a Neil Diamond show that's happening at Forest Theater, which is 1114 Walnut, if you haven't been there. It's one of the classic theaters in the city. It is a beautiful noise. It's a created in collaboration with Neil Diamond, fun music to sing along with that I think would be just a fun, easy, breezy time if you're looking for something like that. It's running now through the 22nd of December. So those are my three picks. Kind of get you into a slightly different mood, but hopefully a positive, exciting, fun time that I also think are all worth seeing in and of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And Art Blog Connect already has shows listed for 2025 for May and June. There's a lot of things that are already happening. So 2025 is looking to be a pretty exciting year already.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
There are things on Connect for June of 2025 already?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to know who those people are. They are on the ball.
Yeah. Way to go. Get your stuff out. Yeah. And that's going to be on the calendar for, you know, six months. That's great PR for yourself. It's free. If you have an event that you want to have listed, it's free to put it up there. Yeah, send me a note. I can help you if you have any questions with that. It's a great way to get your stuff up and out there. If you've got your PR and press stuff ready, we'd love to help you get it going. Let's wrap it up.
Okay. All right. Well, this has been Roberta. And thanks for tuning in. And we'll be back next week, I think. So come back next week for more on whatever day of the week it is your podcast.
Yeah, we
put it out
on
a Wednesday, but yeah. You may listen on who knows what night, what day. Enjoy. Bye.
Bye. And this is Ryan. And this has been Art Blog's Midweek News. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time.